to earthquakes and hundreds of aftershocks have left 10 people dead, 58 missing and 267 injured in the city of Hualien in Taiwan. I spoke to Keone Everington, senior editor at the Taiwan News. He says emergency services are responding to the disaster but are dealing with the risk of constant aftershocks.
A lot of times it's by hand. They have to just kind of clamber through the debris, through the sort of rubble, because in some cases it's too dangerous to use heavy equipment because a lot of the buildings are partially collapsed and the slightest movement could cause more debris to fall or perhaps the whole building to come down. Some of them being propped up with steel girders. One of the big buildings is leaning by about 30 degrees. So it's very delicate, careful work. But then another aftershock comes and then they have to clear the area and, you know, pretty much start over.
Given the history of the earth shaking over there, is the building codes appropriate for dealing with this, at least minimizing the impact of the damage?
The building codes have continually become more and more strict, but a lot of times the buildings that are falling are often from an older era when there weren't as much in the way of strict codes. In some cases also, some buildings are built not to code. Unscrupulous builders, to save money, you know, have cut corners in some cases. Also, it's the fact in this case that there were so many aftershocks, and you could say four shocks. There was a big quake on Sunday, over 100 aftershocks after that. Then there was a big, powerful one on Tuesday. We've had hundreds of aftershocks since that. So there could have been a kind of cumulative effect, too, on the buildings. The constant shaking repeatedly might have stressed out even relatively sound structures.
How are the residents and the community responding to this?
It's upsetting, the constant aftershocks. It was also kind of caught them off guard because there was a pretty big one on Sunday, I believe 5.8, and the Central Weather Bureau was saying that, well, this is probably the big one, and so the later ones will be aftershocks. And it turned out that, no, that wasn't the case. It's actually the big one came on Tuesday. And so now there's a little uncertainty about if there's going to be another large one because it's not following a normal pattern. In this case, the aftershocks are sometimes just as big. We just had a 5.7 yesterday, and then today we had a 4.8, but it was a level 6 intensity. That was a very high level intensity because the quakes are very shallow. In fact, that's probably why there was a lot more damage this time, because it was only around 10 kilometers in depth or so.
The next concern will be things like public health, access to water and sanitary conditions. Are there things in place to respond to that?
Water mains have been broken. Power has been lost. Bridges have been closed. Major roads, and for a while some of the highways because of landslides. What they've done in the city right now, they've shut down the schools, shut down offices, and right away they set up assistance centers to offer all sorts of assistance, including medical first aid, and they also have shelters now because a lot of people, either their home has been badly damaged or out of fear of the constant aftershocks, they're seeking shelter. I have a contact in Hualien, and his house is badly damaged, and he's actually staying in his car.
Keone Everington, senior editor at the Taiwan News, ending that story.